One name would. One name one.
Blitz is on. Rodgers winds up right back. He's got Cobb to the 10, to the 5, yes. To the end zone. Touchdown.
Two friends.
And it's twice.
Woo. Too much sport.
Throwing, and it is a fingertip. Patch
return. Put your hands together for Woo and Wild.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Woot and Why, episode 17.
17.
Yep, I'm here with...
This is Josh Woot.
I'm here with Josh Why.
Hey, and we have...
Good. Yeah. We have special guests. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
You first.
I'm Pat. I don't know what to say on myself. Massive, massive Suns fan, but that's about...
Move on.
And Daniel. Daniel's back. Third consecutive episode.
Yeah.
If you had a surname that started with W, you might have been on the name.
We should call you the Wizard, and we could be Woot Wine Wizard.
Mm.
But we'll talk about that.
Just turn my last name up.
Yeah. Willisari.
Still doesn't spell that. No. Anyway.
Yeah, all right, well, today's show, we're going to go NBA free agency. That's why Pat and Dan are here, and Summer League. Pat has an unhealthy obsession with it. We're going to go through the latest NFL news, the World Cup final preview, just quietly, my bracket predicted the final, and a couple of EPL signings. And then for our main segment, me and Woot are going to talk about some NFL players that are treading water this season. If they don't have a good season, they could find themselves, you know, retired or... cut.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Yep, but before we do that, let's start with the news. Alright, the World Cup final is set. Germany v Argentina. Boys, thoughts on the semi-finals?
Well, one was a complete entertainment golf fest, and the other was watching paint dry. So, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what was more entertaining to watch. It was good to see all those goals, but you felt for Brazil.
But then today, in the final minutes,
I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. I mean, the extra time today was, you know, gripping. But the German game, who saw that coming?
I literally had a sleep at the 20th minute. And I was like, I'll just have a 5-minute snap. Woke up, and it was 4-0. So
you say snap?
Snap. Same thing.
Yeah, it was 1-0, and then I hopped in the shower to get ready for work, and then I checked my phone, and it was 5-0, and I was like, what? At half time, I was like, what is going on?
How long are your showers?
I had a long shower that morning.
Sent me a text message and said, is that the actual score? Sent me a photo of his app and said, or is my app playing up? I was like, nah, that's the score.
Yeah. Who wins the final?
I was about to say the semifinals.
Yeah.
The final.
Who did you have winning in your bracket?
Overall,
yeah.
Brazil. But, I mean, that's with Neymar and Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
I mean, without Thiago Silva, they looked horrible at the back. And
can we just... Is that a 6-goal difference, though?
Yeah. I mean, you know when we lost Cahill, we didn't play anything. You know, they funneled their attack through Neymar, everything went through Neymar. And then they lose their captain, and, I mean, it's kind of a... huge blow to morale that they didn't have Neymar.
I don't know. I kind of felt like I was watching someone play FIFA on amateur against their little sister. It was that bad.
Some of them are really easy.
Oh, yeah. And
so easy.
Look, Mourinho's laughing his way to the bank.
I was just say, has there ever been a faster fall from grace? Luiz was a hero for that goal. That was an awesome penalty. And now he is public enemy number one in Brazil.
And I said it a couple of podcasts ago. He's really shaky at the back. He can attack and, okay, great. You saw that free kick that he scored. It was incredible.
Yeah.
But then what's the point of having a defender if you can't defend?
Exactly.
He's useful in dominant teams. That's about all.
When
you're not dominant, you get what happened in the semifinal.
This final, sort of familiar basketball terms, it's sort of like you've got a great player versus a great team. So the Spurs are your Germany, and then you've got your LeBron and Messi.
Yep.
It's the man versus the machine. Who's going to win, Dan? Score or man of the match?
I'm going to say it's going to penalties. So, I'm hoping Argentina win. I know Germany did beat them 4-0 last time they played each other. So,
I was with the Lord. I was at the Lord's house for that game, and I was the only Germany supporter there.
Was it the Lord's or was it...
It was Martin's house, but I was with the Lord there. and he that was weird being in an Argentina household
completely silent
with the only German supporter there, kind of didn't get a
You're taking Germany again.
I'll take Germany again.
Pat,
I came into it thinking Germany, but no one has ever gone to a South American World Cup and not had a South American winner, so yeah. I'm going to go with Argentina.
Argentina, I just think a clutch, like every game they just win.
I hate that word. Clutch is such crap when it comes to those sort of.
But like they haven't been like in the group stage. People are like, what's wrong with Argentina? And but they just kept winning.
And Germany playing like they did in the semi final isn't.
Yeah, ooh, that's true. But I don't know. I just think it's like a sort of like a team of destiny. They find their way to win games, and I think they'll win. And I want to see Messi hold that trophy
up. Yeah, I'd love to see Messi hold that trophy up as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you said so. The score? No.
I reckon 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah. I hope it's not like a nil all. I want to see some goals.
I'll go 1-0.
1-0?
I definitely think Germany will score.
I didn't say they wouldn't score. Could be a 1-1 draw.
I didn't say that. You didn't say that. Yeah, nah.
Fuck, nah.
Yeah. I don't know. You reckon Messi will score? Yeah?
Come on, man.
I'm 2-1 then to Germany.
Hand of God.
Hand of God.
Another hand of God.
That doesn't really matter. It would still be 2-1.
Speaking of hand of God, Hamish and Andy. I don't know if you watched that. They went to a church dedicated to Maradona, and to get into the church, you have to reenact the hand of God.
To get in?
Yeah. Would it be the Church of Messi if they happened to win?
Ooh.
I wonder who would be more popular then.
It'd be a hard call.
From what I've heard, the younger Argentinians love Messi, and they kind of hate Maradona because of the last World Cup.
Oh, the antics and all that, yeah.
And the older ones, the old group of normal, diehard fan sort of thing, love Maradona.
Yeah.
So
that'd be awesome for Argentina. I don't know how Brazil would take it. Do they want Germany to win?
Yeah, who do you go? I still think it's
South America.
I think they want Argentina to win. They don't want to see the team that belted them win the World Cup on their turf.
I think it's the opposite. Have you seen what Argentina's been doing mocking Neymar?
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
They've been mocking Neymar ever since that injury.
Select few.
It's been, been on television in Argentina.
Yeah.
So,
I saw that, yeah.
But then you also have a teammate of Neymar playing in their team.
That's true, final.
What a teammate. Seriously.
Yeah. Speaking of teammates, Suarez might be a teammate of both of them. And Josh is going to go through some EPL transfer signings or rumours. What's the latest?
Rumours-wise, he missed out on Sanchez.
Yes.
Liverpool.
Not happy.
He's going for his medical at Arsenal, or he's already had it, or he's having it.
Yeah.
Roughly 30 million?
I saw Piers Morgan last night on Twitter talking about the new kit was going to be unveiled, and he thinks Alexis Sanchez will model the new kit.
Whew, that's
probably
interesting.
Tomorrow.
There's been a lot of kit unveils, actually.
He also predicted Brazil would win against Germany. So.
Yeah. And also predicted England would win the Ashes.
So maybe he's not the best guy to go
best source, yeah. No. He's a good sport, though. He cops hate on Twitter, but he fires it back.
That's good.
He's one of that most active tweeters with the verification tick.
Big transfers. I mean, Luke Shaw to Manchester United, 30 million. David Wise, who was on last week. He was giving reasons to why he cost so much when £30 million is a pretty steep price tag for Luke Shaw.
Yeah, it's a pretty big price tag.
For
Southampton premium.
Yeah, but I mean, English, young, they can get a decade out of him if he...
Didn't Liverpool get Lallana cheaper than Luke Shaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not by a lot. He's also, 6 years older?
Yeah, but then
it's
hard to find, a decent English defender.
Yeah,
they're at a premium as well. So I mean,
you got your Johnson's terrible.
Oh, he used to be all right, but he's lost.
Nah, he's terrible. I want him gone.
You really?
Yeah, he's shocking.
I don't mind him staying. He needs to go. He needs to play at a discount, wage-wise, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Who else? I mean, Diego Costa signed for Chelsea. That's huge. He's kind of the striker that Mourinho wanted.
Yep.
Bakary Sagna. He signed for Manchester City from Arsenal. That's become like a routine thing every summer now. Someone goes from Arsenal to Manchester City to make more money.
Tottenham re-signed Lloris today.
5-year extension. Yep. He came and he pretty much sat on the bench for his first season, and he's the French national captain. So you don't come to a team that's not playing in the top four and you're the, you know, goalkeeper of your national team to sit on the bench, which was just crazy. They finally realised that he was quality. Herrera, the Atletico Bilbao midfielder that Manchester United signed for, you know, $28.5 million, is that the guy to solve their problems? I don't know what Manchester United's aiming at.
I think they're hoping their new manager will be the...
Yeah, well, you know what? After today, I blew up. I don't know if you saw. I was really disagreed with his tactics at the end there. I mean, you played the, you know, a penalty shootout the round before.
Yeah.
Had a clinical shootout. Why change what you had? I mean...
But even that, like, decision, yeah. But even the way they played for the first 90 minutes.
Negative.
It was so boring.
So negative. Yeah, I know. And then, you know, you had Krul sitting on the bench, who was fired up after his penalty shootout.
Yeah.
Why not ride the back of that? I don't know. Give him every chance they can.
If he succeeds, though, like, if he does that and fails, what are you going to do then, though? Are you going to crucify him the same?
Yeah. Nah, oh, see, but you'd have to give it a... You'd
it's
have
a catch-22.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to try something, though.
Yeah.
He can't... The biggest problem that I felt is that you always put your number one penalty taker first. They, you know, put Messi straight up and he slotted at home.
He started a...
They started their centre back.
What? He played a whale of a game, though. I'll give Ron.
Oh, he played terrific up until the shootout. Yeah. Maybe he was buggered and just, you know. But he kicked it, you know, a metre to the right and then the goalie.
Terrible.
Can you believe he plays for Aston Villa?
Yes. I can.
I think he's too good for Aston Villa.
Who else?
Any more signings?
Couple of Aussies.
Yeah.
Lecky. He's being looked at by Stoke City.
He was apart from Cahill.
He was insane.
Soccer's best.
He's definitely
played the tournament for us, wasn't he?
And yet, I'm sure he would have been
matching E3 games.
Yeah. What sort of like players play like, you know, you expect that from Cahill? We weren't sort of expecting that from Lecky.
I would have given Jared Hayne the man State of Origin, the man of the series, but Gallen won it, and you're like, whatever. Who else?
Laurie Daly. Sure.
Davidson, the left back. He's being looked at by Swansea City, but then again, not necessarily the starter. That's an interesting one.
I've heard Davies is heading off, though.
As in the left back?
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect for Davidson, then.
Yep.
Tommy Orr being looked at. Trying to think of the team now.
Liverpool were looking at him. Because
Tommy Orr? Davidson.
No, Ben Davies.
Ben Davies, all right.
Sort of pieces to the puzzle kind of thing.
It's like a big puzzle, isn't it?
Liverpool?
Just everywhere.
Kind of Moreno, so they go for Ben Davies. Liverpool logic.
They sign all these strikers and no fullbacks.
I mean, they better sell Suarez then, because if they don't sell Suarez, they're going to have...
A shining light, though, is Sago had a pretty good World Cup.
Yeah, he actually did.
So,
But in crunch games... You like him?
I like him. He just sort of had it on like a year.
In crunch games, though, that's when I think he struggles the most.
I really love the Lallana signing, though.
It's good. I'll admit, it's good. He's English as well, which is
another package, man. He's a good-looking guy.
Wow.
Come on. Can't deny it. And he's played like 150 games. He's only 20.
Yeah.
He played a lot of those in the championship.
Yeah. Still.
That's good. Probably Suarez is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
If Gerrard plays like he did in the World Cup, I'm glad we've got Lallana.
Yeah. There's been a couple of memes. Did you see the meme where they replaced Gerrard in the German free kick that happened in the earlier round?
When they slipped over.
That was funny.
Any more transfers before we move over to the National Basketball Association?
Not really. Ashley Cole's going to Roma, which is, you know, he's... on a free transfer. His contract with Chelsea's up. And also Patrice Evra, who, you know, left back for Manchester United for so long, is looking at going to Juventus. So
the guy that lied about the Suarez racism thing.
That guy
allegedly lied.
Luke, pretty much the guy Luke Shaw's replacing, so that's fine.
Cool. Alright, we'll start with NBA free agency. Boys, where do we go? We're gonna go one for one right now.
Yeah, go for it. You can start.
Pat, start off.
I don't know what to make of Gordon Hayward at the moment with his restricted free agency at the moment. He's been offered a max by Charlotte. I don't think Utah should take it. I don't think they should match. I think they should go sign and trade. They're too early in a rebuilding process to go on a max on a player that's going to be third or fourth option at best.
Yeah. Do you like sense. The idea? Do you like the reasoning behind the Hornets trying to acquire it?
Yeah, I think it's perfect for the Hornets. They need an option, a great shooter for a player like that.
Yeah, I think it'd be good with Jefferson.
Yeah, he'd be way better than Gerald Henderson in the corner.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. Gordon Hayward at Charlotte makes sense. At Utah, kind of towards the out. I can't see. For the money he's getting, I don't think he's worth it at Utah.
No.
Especially with the rebuilding phase they're going through at the moment.
Yeah.
Chandler Parsons is, on the other hand, he's signed a contract with, is actually signed with Mavs today. Because
free Did agency, he sign or is it offer
no,
sheet?
No, offer sheet. Yeah. He signed the offer sheet.
Yeah.
So once the sign of the offer sheet's happened, there can be no sign of trades.
Yeah.
So now Rockets have 3 days to match that deal.
Yeah.
And
how much is it, dude?
They can actually sign and trade between the two teams that are involved. Oh,
yeah. Not any other team. Yeah. Yep, that's right.
So, from memory, it was...
46 something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
46 million.
That's a huge increase from what he was on.
Yeah, for 3 years, yeah. It's, yeah.
100% exactly for Chandler Parsons. It's huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
what was he on? 700 something?
Yeah, because 46 pick in the draft. Yep. Was offered a pittance.
So, what... Will he be a Mav?
I reckon he will be a Mav. I don't think...
Ooh, disagree.
What do you reckon, Pat?
I don't think Rockets are going to match it, just because if they're trying to get Bosch. It really depends on what happens with LeBron. Yeah,
that was my next dot point, Bosch.
What happens with LeBron and Bosch and the big three, what happens with them will really influence
Well, LeBron
that.
Said he'll sign with the Rockets if LeBron leaves the Heat.
There's a lot of pieces to fall in play for Houston to do it. I think that they might keep Parsons, but it relies on them finding a suitor for Jeremy Lin in the next couple of days and also finding a contract for Bosch or whoever they want to replace.
Yeah. Well, the rumours at the moment is Sixers have been talking to Lin. So
I thought that would be their hardest thing to get rid of Lin.
Yeah, so apparently they're talking to him. So that's the latest rumours. There'll be a trade happening there. I don't know. That's just a rumour at the moment.
The Sixers will do anything to get a pick. So if they get a pick out of it, they'll take it.
Yeah. They're just stashing players.
Yeah, well, everywhere. Dario Saric and Joel Embiid aren't playing this year.
Yeah. Really, and as David said last year, if only one of them pans out, they're alright. If one breaks their knee,
you got the other one.
Just throw it in the scrap bin.
I think it depends on what LeBron does.
You think once LeBron goes, the dominoes are just going to go?
Yeah.
He's the top number one free agent. Him and Melo.
Of LeBron, though. Like, all these people going, I'll come here if LeBron does or if he stays with the Heat. It's just...
Yeah, well, Mike Miller's rumoured to go wherever LeBron's going, for
example. Yeah, so...
That's probably the fourth or fifth time Mike Miller's been mentioned on this podcast, and I think that's way too much.
I told you, man, he's an X Factor. And they lost.
I wouldn't have won with
you. Yeah, just with even today with Melo announcing, like not officially announcing that he was going to the Knicks.
Staying
at the Knicks, as I probably should have said. But things started moving. Like Chandler Parsons deal pretty much happened straight away. Lance Stevenson's being talked to now. Trevor Ariza's been a huge plan B for most teams, and a lot of teams are going for him. So,
do you think Melo is only staying in New York because of Phil Jackson?
Money. Not Jackson. It's got to be money.
It's all money.
Bit of both. I reckon.
No one can see this.
I know, like, I can't get my head around this. They make so much money. Like, what's three or four million? Yeah, when you're earning
it's
so
not
much.
Three or four, though. It's not.
I know
it's
New York has the
5% increase.
Yeah, I know all that, and New York's the biggest market out of them all. But man, don't you want a ring?
Los Angeles is going in place. So I don't. The biggest market players.
The problem with LA was the fact that they're in the Western Conference, and they're so powerhouse the Western Conference anyway.
You've got to beat all the teams to get there. Though. Exactly. I don't understand that logic. You should compete.
Yeah, he should compete, but so he wants the easy
path. If you want an easy path,
stay in the East.
He can just relax all year.
We saw that in the NFL. The AFC had the easiest path, and then
Colts
got
a breeze every year. It's
ridiculous. And they got destroyed in the Super Bowl. Not the Colts, but the Broncos. There was one more. Oh, the Heat. Danny Granger and Josh McRoberts. thoughts on that? Are they trying to strengthen their bench to lure LeBron back in?
Yeah, pretty much. That's
Todd Granger was good.
It's an MLE and a BAE, really. So it's if they find any cap space at all in keeping those three players, I'll be able to add someone else.
So.
Any more rumors or even smaller signings? I think Vasquez.
Vasquez re-signed with the Raptors today.
You had Jarrett Jack being shipped from Cleveland along with a couple other players to clear some space for a max offer.
Is
that for Cleveland to bring LeBron in?
Yeah. The whisper with a second option of Dangle or Reza. But
I heard if they get LeBron.
Clear it, if realistically, because Dangle or Reza you'd be able to afford and still have Jarrett Jack. Yeah. So
look,
it could foreshadow something. It could be, could be Dan Gilbert being Dan Gilbert.
There's rumors around that if they get LeBron, they're going to try and trade Wiggins to get Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Can you fit Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and LeBron in a salary gap?
You can when
especially when you got Dele. He's on big money.
Contract.
Yeah.
Irving's still on rookie scale.
Contracts. It'd be great.
But he just re-signed a max.
Yeah, but that's starting. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see what you mean.
I think it works. Like, it can work with Kevin Love.
We all have a prediction. Where do you think LeBron's going?
I honestly think he's going back to Cavs.
So do I.
And I hate it.
I think he'll stay with the Heat.
I think he's staying. I think he's going to the Cavs, and I hate it so much.
Melisari and I fist bumping.
Why do you hate it?
Because the open letter of Dan Gilbert penned when he left.
It's gone.
The burning of jerseys.
It's gone.
It's forgiven.
But why should he have to forgive it? It's not about Cleveland forgiving him. It's about him forgiving Cleveland.
Peyton Manning didn't leave the Colts to win a ring. He carried a subpar team and won a Super Bowl.
Who?
Peyton Manning carried a below-average Colts team and won a Super Bowl. LeBron tried with Cleveland, got fed up, left. Now he's like, I'll come back, but you need to give me a new big three.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if they'll get the big three. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like Ben again, Kevin Love.
Boston
that'd be a pretty big
better, though.
They got a first-round pick out of that trade, too, Boston. Boston's
been trying so... Yeah, they got a... Cavs trade. Yep. So the Cavs may have shot themselves in the foot just then.
Yep.
Yeah.
By getting Boston...
God, I hope they do that. They keep doing that constantly.
I'll be so happy...
Cavs.
I'll be so happy if Cavs don't get Love or LeBron.
I honestly,
they've been gifted three first-round picks in the past 4 years. They don't deserve him.
Nah.
Look.
Ouch.
This is why we got him on here. Fire in the belly.
To all you Cavs fans, you won't be on again. No.
Nah.
Is there any Cavs fans? They're all going to Miami.
There might be soon.
There might be any Miami fans left.
Cavs fans, yeah.
I will have to put a disclaimer in that Phoenix are also chasing LeBron, so I might upset me just a little bit that he's not going yet.
Yeah. I honestly don't see him going there.
Hasn't it been ruled out that
Phoenix is a better team? Better coach team, too.
Hasn't it been, narrowed down to Miami and Cavs?
Yeah, Cavs. Well,
he had a meeting today and then left and said, that's it, I'm done, I'm going to go.
Are we talking about the Miami meeting? Miami.
Yeah,
and then,
that's it.
And then watch Zdanowski, the Yahoo reporter, is like, that's the only meeting he's having no more. So,
yeah.
Honestly, who really knows? Yeah. Only him and Rich Paul know.
He said he's going to make a decision soon. He's going to the FIFA World Cup final.
Is he?
Yep. So
I bet you it's free tickets from Nike.
Who is he, Drake? Just rocking up at a sporting event?
Oh, imagine LeBron being the new Drake. Walking around with bottles.
Just like hugging NBA basketballers, making like soccer
mom. So I don't expect him to make a decision until after the World Cup.
Oh, man, this is dragging on. Like, I've been waiting for signings that I'd, jumped ahead and thought Gordon Hayward had signed with the Hornets when I forgot that it was an offer sheet. I was just like, finally, a signing, a big name. And then I was like, wait a minute. Nope, I read the tweet wrong.
So, anyway, we'll see what happens there. I honestly think he's going back to Cavs. They had photos today of auto movers at the front of LeBron's house.
Cars on back of... Yeah. So,
there was tweets of someone saying he's going to follow the moving trucks wherever they go.
Oh, we're stopping here.
That was the thing. This guy just in bold letters is like, all right, I'm following the trucks now, and then he's still following them.
There was the Mike Miller Instagram post of with LeBron James in the Cleveland jersey in the background as well, if you want to go that cryptic.
No. Ooh,
have you seen the...
Jim Irsay cryptic.
I posted it today. Have you seen the...
Is that the Mad Men?
The Mad Men That was great. That was great.
Bleacher Report, that was quality.
Bleacher Report, well done.
Yeah. I think the best signing this free agency was Greg Popp got a contract extension. So.
Yeah, but Popp, that's got about much chance of changing as Dirk leaving Darlington.
That was a good pay cut. See, that's the stuff that I like. Dirk taking a pay cut.
Yeah, sure.
Trying to improve the maths. That's stuff of legends.
Well, Boris Diaw re-signed with Spurs as well.
Under the radar.
Yeah, Spurs have pretty much gone back to the same team.
Yeah. Oh, and Paddy Mills re-signed too.
And they're really taking Pau Gasol as well, from what
I've heard. The Spurs.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. So
I would like that.
What was this?
I would like that.
Spurs pursuing Paul Pau Gasol.
Like they need any better passing big men.
Well,
who do they have? No one that I could think of.
Split off.
The only other rumor I heard about Pau Gasol was him either with the Bulls or with the Knicks, and with Melo going back to the Knicks.
Dude, why are you doing inverted commas on a podcast? We can't.
So you guys can see it.
We need sound effect boards.
That's what I was going to say. They're 100% going to run a triangle offense in New York. If Melo goes back, Pau Gasol will go back. Pau will go to the Knicks with D. Fish and Phil Jackson. He knows them. D. Fish. Yeah.
The D. Fish.
Do you like Derek Fisher as a coach?
I hate him as a coach.
The D. Fish.
I don't know if I have him as a coach, but
he's going to be a puppet. Let's be real.
He's going to be a Mal Meninga.
He's going to be what everyone thought Spoelstra was going to be for Pat Riley.
Yeah.
But actually going to do it.
Yeah. Well, you're in here, so I may as well ask you about the Suns. They're a team I enjoy watching, so fill us in with your knowledge about their free agency.
Well, rumour has it they've already signed, they've made an agreement with Eric Bledsoe to sign to a max. So they can hold on to that space and use it on a free agent. The thing is, nobody wants to go there at the moment. They were chasing LeBron hard. A lot of Suns fans want to see Chris Bosh in a Suns uniform because he plays a similar role to Channing Frye, but a whole lot better.
Yeah, a whole lot better.
Max contract and better.
But for now, it remains to be seen. We do need an upgrade at small forward and power forward.
Yeah.
Whether it happens or not, it's an entirely different matter. Everyone's getting way overpaid this offseason so far. Jody Meeks.
Kind of what happens, though, serious. With a team in that situation.
I'm sick of Detroit just settling for mediocre signings.
I can understand the value of him, but if you've seen the way Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's been playing in the Summer League, there's no point of signing Jody Meeks.
Yeah, we'll get on to Summer League right now.
Keep going, guys.
Get on to the Summer League. Look, we'll go through some winners and losers and, you know, who's impressed. Pat, you're going to...
Who's impressed the most?
Yeah.
That'd be Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, for sure.
KCP,
Nicknames by this guy. If you don't know... I don't know if he's making them up himself or...
KCP's a thing.
D-Fish is a thing as well.
With KCP, we'll call him now. He nearly did a T-Mac kind of thing in this morning's game. He scored something like 9 points on his own. In the last minute, trying to chase. I can't even remember who he was playing.
Believe they were versus Celtics.
Yeah.
There's a double man crush going on right here for KCP. Kansas City Pirates.
I'll be shocked if he doesn't win the MVP of the Orlando Summer League. He's been that good.
Yeah, he's been fantastic.
MVP for KCP.
What pick was he in the draft?
I don't know. It was last year. He's his
sophomore. Last year, was it?
It was between 5 and 10. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Development in the NBA takes a little bit longer than NFL.
Yeah.
I think the draft from last year isn't as bad as being made out. A lot of players from last year's draft are showing themselves to be quite good in this year's Summer League. Playing for Detroit isn't going to make anybody better at the moment. So
wait till my boy Drummond gets back in there. My man,
the tuts from everyone except Josh.
Can he shoot free throws though?
That's his problem.
He tweeted me the other day. He's been practicing a lot. Showed him a few tricks.
Did he swap hands like Tristan Thompson did? He's going to need to.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I've been doing a thing where I do it blindfolded, and he's going to nail it.
Amazing.
Karate Kid style.
Talking about, like, second-year sophomores,
yep.
Kelly Olynyk has been playing as well. He's been balling at the moment.
Is he still got like the long hair?
He looks like a fantastic stretch four in the making.
Yeah, honestly...
He looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
And Kelly's
sorry, when you said fantastic stretch four, I just imagined, like, Dumby or something. Mr. Four. I don't know. No. Yeah, I just imagined some sort of Marvel character. Yeah,
I can see him shooting from volume three.
He's really stepped it up. Celtics got really with him. Smart's been filling out the stat sheet pretty well. So
I read today that his shooting was pretty average, but then Pat just said that a lot of rookies have been shooting terribly.
A lot of rookie guards shoot bad in summer league.
So. Yeah. Okay. Any other winners?
I've got Payton nearly getting Elfrid Payton getting triple
basketball.
Double. Alfred Payton. I know Josh wasn't keen on the pick at number 10, I think he was.
Yeah.
But yeah, second game in, nearly a triple double, so.
Yeah.
Just conveniently ignore his first game then?
Yeah, just ignore
was
that.
Was it terrible?
It was bad.
Oh, good. It wasn't off.
He looked like Kendall Marshall.
That's how bad he was. But like, I mean.
Well, it's bad. If your name's Kendall Marshall, you're in trouble.
He did play a lot better the second game. The player who has looked the most like Kendall Marshall is Aaron Gordon.
Yes.
He's been shocking.
He had one good game.
He registered zero rebounds.
Orlando are going to regret passing X.
I thought it was going to be a donut the whole way, but there were a couple of things he did register. He was really, really bad today.
And even yesterday, I think he was 0-4 and had 4 points on field goals. I'm like...
Good. Sounds like I should be watching the summer league.
Yeah.
So
all these missed shots.
Yeah. I mean, it's enticing me. Sometimes it's painful to watch, but other times they put out some good shows.
And you does, like it. And
I do enjoy it because I like.
It makes you feel better about your own skill.
No, they're all better. Let's be real. It's not so much good players. I like to see improvements from certain facets. That's why I'm really down on Noel this summer league because he's. Like, you know the term tweener between power forward and small forward? I feel like he's a tweener between power forward and centre. He's not big enough to play the centre spot. Like, I can see Robin Lopez destroying him. He's that small. And then he can't shoot beyond the restricted area. So he's not a power forward.
So he hasn't showed any sort of improvement at all?
Little post game, but it's too small. Sorry.
No. This is his post game. Yeah, his post game's getting there. Like even his hook shots, he's getting them in. His floaters. But I was just going to talk about his defense. Like some of his blocks that he's been putting up, he's athletic for his size. So I think if he feels himself out, he's a bit like I'm not going to say he's a bit like Dwight Howard, who was skinny as anything until Kobe dunked on him. And then he decided, okay, I'm going to get big. And I think Noel...
Started bulking.
The thing with Noel for me is his frame doesn't look like it'll support weight.
That's right, yeah, so...
Doesn't support weight.
No.
He just falls over.
If you look at him, he looks like a friggin' twig. Like, I don't know if you've seen that post where someone posted, like, Gumby and said that was Noel.
Wait, Gumby's been mentioned twice in 5 minutes on this show.
We know the title of this episode.
Okay, so Noel's sort of a loser. Any more losers?
There's a lot, but...
Yeah.
Hey, where do you start? Charles Napier, Aaron Gordon, they've both been shocking.
Yep.
Turnover prone,
yeah.
High volume, poor efficiency players. I don't know where else to go with it. Those are my biggest lows.
That's some pretty
There's been a lot of turnovers, I've got to admit, in Summer League, which is understandable.
Yeah, I understand. For you, Pat, watching Summer League, sophomore is probably the more interesting players to watch because you like to see their development from a year prior.
Yeah, but even some rookies, you like to see things that they didn't show in college.
Yep.
So that's the thing for me. Shabazz Napier has shown that he can't function as...
You're the harshest critic ever.
Against players of your same skill. People were earlier... I heard whispers of him being like Kemba Walker, a winning player on a winning team, but... At least Kemba Walker could shoot at a reasonable percentage.
Yep.
I am crazy. So down on Shabazz Napier.
There's a reason why he slipped.
I hope he proves me wrong. I don't want to see any player fail in the league, but
he's not showing good signs.
Sometimes.
No, sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes we do.
Yeah, like you and Marcus Smart. You and Marcus Smart.
Oh, I just want to see. I just want eggs on Bill Simmons' face when Exum just comes out. When's Exum's first game?
Exum's first game is on Sunday.
Vegas.
In Vegas.
I think at 12:30 and soccer.
So if we can get a sponsor, by Sunday, we could probably get to Vegas and watch Exum's game.
Can we record it? And then
I've got Summer League to play.
So. Are you honestly tossing up watching Summer League over the
World
Cup?
I'm sick at the moment,
playing soccer.
Oh, playing soccer.
We're playing soccer at
watching
that time.
No, 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 no.
Exum's name's been out there a little bit. Jazz beat reporters sort of praising his efforts, but I guess that happens every sort of NBA Summer League time and training camp in NFL. There's always players that are talked up. Do we think he'll have a good Summer League?
I think he will.
Because he's Aussie.
Of course. I honestly think he will. I think he's watching the Hoop Summit from last year and stuff. I think he'll do well against rookies.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him play against seasoned professionals.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see that in FIBA. So.
You had another Aussie you mentioned to me earlier.
Chris Goulding. He has signed with the Mavs. Or no, hasn't signed, but he's playing Summer League for
So he currently plays for
the Melbourne Tigers down in the NBL. He was the league leader in points per game last year.
NBA stats. 23
points per game.
This is some deep research.
23 points per game for Chris Goulding. I've actually seen him play. He's a pretty good player. I like his game. I think he's gonna struggle to get time on the court. I'm gonna have Summer League and all, but
It's an Aussie.
Aussie. He is playing on Saturday.
Cool. Any more stuff on NBA before we cross over to the main game?
I just want to quickly talk about Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
No one wants him. Like, legit. No one wants him.
So when everyone called me an idiot saying he should have retired a couple of months ago...
that's a bit too... I think that's a bridge too far.
The only team that wants him is Miami. He's had no talks with any other team that we know of. He opted out.
He's banking on LeBron coming back.
he's hoping on LeBron coming back.
He also didn't he sat.
Do you even bother courting him in free agency anymore?
Once the LeBron decision's made, then he might start getting calls.
Miami will have a lot of space, cap space, so they could retool.
I honestly don't think he will leave Miami. He's played there since. Early on in his career, since KCP was born.
Yeah.
He's played there his whole career. His knees are shot.
Shot's a nice word.
He's going back to Miami, and that's it. That's all.
Give him Derek Rose's knees. You're better off.
Okay, you leave Derek Rose out of this.
Didn't he sit in on the LeBron meeting?
Apparently he did, but from rumours today, he only met with Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at work for most of the time today, so I didn't actually get to see it until like 10 minutes.
What do you make of the flight of the Cavs plane? Like the private jet going to Miami? have you heard that?
It's just sitting in the airport waiting.
So we've got people following planes, removal trucks, everything.
If you want, in-depth analysis on where all the transport's going, tune in to Woot and My podcast.
I think it's fitting that Pat Meek made a sort of a sour gesture at Derek Rose after munching on some sour cream Pringles right now. It's not happy.
Not
happy at all.
I'm more devastated.
Daniel's the number one
Derek Rose
gay man love.
100%.
You know, in Australia.
Well, if he happens to stay fit and you find Mirotic on the floor, then you'll do well. But I have my doubts. He's got T-Mac knees.
I think he should do a
South Park style plastic knee surgery.
Kyle?
Yeah. Because that worked out so well for him.
Just burst out.
All right. NFL news. Josh, let's do it. Jimmy Graham got ruled a tight end by Stephen Burbank, the NFL arbitrator.
And so he should.
Basically, the key there was that he actually comes in to block, where how many wide receivers come in and actually block in the line of scrimmage or line up within 4 yards of an offensive lineman.
Exactly.
And how many linebackers cover wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anything else to say on that?
Not really. I mean, it's the decision that I expected. I think you expected it. We all expected it.
Yep.
Graham was just hoping.
Even his own Twitter profile says tight end, and they mentioned that in the hearing.
As soon as that ruling, did you see Jordan Cameron? Jordan Cameron changed it to pass catcher for the Cleveland Browns, not tight end anymore.
Do you think he still gets the $12 million?
I think they'll re-sign him now.
Oh, they'll definitely.
But Chris Wessling made this point on Around the League, and I totally agree. I think they should just sort of have a hybrid, just have, as a receiver or a pass catching tag, just join the two together and divide by two or something like that.
Yeah.
I think the term wide end was brought up somewhere because he plays like a wide receiver, but he's also a tight end.
Wide end.
And I know.
I don't like it.
I heard that somewhere.
Tight out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's borderline.
Tight receiver?
Oh, are we talking lingerie football league now?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right. We've gone too far. All right. Josh Gordon.
Oh, gosh.
Another one of my boys.
He's in big trouble. American Todd Carney.
And Luis Suarez.
Basically,
look, he spent the entire 2011 on the sideline when he played for Baylor for marijuana usage.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he finally got drafted in the supplementary draft, he had a season. And then in the offseason, got caught marijuana again. Two-game suspension, came on, led the league in receiving yards, smashed it, nearly took Generation Y to fantasy glory.
And that was in 8 games, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was missing 2 games, so 14 games.
Yeah.
So he finished with more receiving yards than Calvin Johnson. And now he's, got caught DWI, which is what it is over there, DUI over here. And he was already facing a season-long suspension for, again, marijuana.
Now, I don't know how they rule it. I mean, if he was already facing... I heard that they were going to make an agreement before that was going to be shorter than 1 year, but definitely a year now. Yeah. I think Brown should cut their ties with him.
You think? Yeah. I don't think they should give up on him. I know, it's sort of double standard when I said last week, sack Todd Carney, but Josh Gordon's not urinating in his own mouth. He got caught DUI, he got 0.09, and the legal limit in North Carolina is 0.08. Low range. This is the lawyer coming out of me now.
As soon as it happened, he admitted that he'd had 3 drinks. He wasn't denying it and playing dumb or anything.
And he was speeding a little bit. It wasn't too fast. But still, the drugs, they've been waiting for that. So I think this might bump it up a couple of games.
We've nearly mentioned it every podcast. Yeah. When's the decision going to be made?
I've been waiting. I want to know. I want to know where I draft him.
So you can draft him in round 5.
I want to know when I can draft him.
Honestly, is marijuana that much of a bigger deal?
It's not
slippery slope, Daniel.
No. It's legal in 2 states over there. I understand that.
What state were you in?
North Carolina, I just said.
That's right.
If you're listening.
I don't listen to the podcast.
But it's his third offense.
The NFL
is tough when you first time. Yeah, all right. You 4 games, whatever. But then if you keep doing it,
it's not performance enhancing.
That's why the NCAA is taking a different stance.
Well, technically it can be.
Neither is cocaine, but would you still allow it before a game?
It can enhance your performance because look.
It can just chill you out.
Yeah.
I'm ready now.
It can help you in so many ways.
Let's just not talk about the benefits of marijuana.
Yeah, we're going down the slippery slope. But,
I'm bringing it up because recently there's a photo with DeAndre Jordan.
I saw that.
Who was it? Big Baby Davis.
Yeah.
And was it Beasley? Most likely probably would have
Let's
been
say Beasley, even if it's not.
He's been done for marijuana before. They're all in Amsterdam smoking. They can be drug tested at any time. Is it really going to be... That's why
I understand that. But look, this is his third offence. He's been warned. Honestly, what's more important, your career or smoking the dope? You need to make a decision. And apparently the NFL is going in that way that you're mentioning, in actually allowing players to, or not allowing it, but having less harsh penalties for it. They'll head in that direction, but this is the third time now, and this is under the old rules, so whatever they change now, it doesn't matter.
And the NCAA has already taken up a lenient stance on marijuana, saying that it's not performance enhancing, and that it's not receiving the same punishments as performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah. So, look, we'll wait and see how that works out. And sort of a funny note, he was driving PJ Hairston's car, the NBA rookie. Yep.
The same rookie who was involved in the dust-up.
Yes, he punched someone in the face in a D-League game or something.
No.
Definitely hanging out with the right people.
Pick-up game, sorry.
And he punched a high schooler.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy. Yeah. So, and then Josh Gordon got bailed out by a known, like, kingpin.
$500 bail.
Yeah. He was like a black fat Tony, like, walked in and just, like, paid his money.
Josh Gordon's probably like, who?
Yeah. He's got no idea. All right, we'll move on. Look, Dallas signed Rolando McClain. Let's look at the linebacker injuries before we analyze.
Do you want me to read?
I can't even read. Look, Kiko Alonso, torn ACL. Navarro Bowman, still struggling from his knee injury in the NFC Championship game. Sean Lee, torn ACL. Sean Weatherspoon, Achilles. And Darrell Washington, not injury, but suspended for a year. Linebackers going down left, right, and center. If I'm Luke Kuechly or Patrick Willis, I'd be careful right now. I'd be bubble wrapping myself. So Dallas signed a guy.
I bet all the linebackers are glad they're not on the cover of Madden.
Yes. Yes. Look, he's retired twice already.
McClain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good signing or are they just desperate?
What? Where's Jonathan Vilma? He's still unsigned, isn't he?
I believe the Falcons were looking at him after Weatherspoon went down.
I know there was the whole scandal.
I think someone getting paid to take out and purposely injured players would probably be a deterrent for some teams.
Mm-hmm. But then again, if you get a two-time retiree to come in and fill in.
Rolando McClain was like a top 10 pick. Like, he had talent. He had some off-field issues. That's where he got cut by the Raiders. Plus, he played for the Raiders.
Well, okay. Do you want on-field issues or off-field issues?
Yeah.
That's tough.
I don't know. It's
why not bring in both? They need the help.
But Dallas need all the help they can get. So, yeah, it might be a desperate signing, but I think it could be a good signing.
All right. Well, I still think they come fourth in the NFC.
I think they could end up with the number one pick next year.
Yeah.
Their defense is shocking.
I still, even though I dislike him, he's the least clutch player in the league. Romo.
No, I love Romo.
Okay. No, I'm just saying. I still think he'll put up some decent stats.
Oh, absolutely. Though. He's going to be down in games. Him and Dez Bryant are going to explode.
Fantasy explosions.
Fantasy explosions. Oh, that could be a new term.
Fantasy explosions.
All right.
We'll cut that.
Yeah. I don't know if I can be bothered. Johnny Manziel. It's caught in the camera in Vegas rolling up a 20.
I know. Has anything happened to that?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything more.
He could have been rolling it up to put in anything. But, you know, what's he...
Yeah.
I don't want to know the reason.
By the way, when you look at, like, the bathroom bench there, there's kind of like a hand mark where they've, like, dusted something off. Mm. You seen that? That's
I heard that hotel's known for dust problems. Nah. But should the Cleveland Browns be worried? They're going to lose Gordon now. Manziel's off in Vegas rolling up 20s for God knows what. We're not going to imply anything because we're probably
in some legal strife already. He was doing origami caterpillars.
Yes, yeah, could be it. But seriously, what? I loved Cleveland's draft. Like, I was stoked for them. I thought they were going in the right direction. Then all this sort of stuff happened. And I don't even know Manziel now. Like, I had doubts about him anyway. Now, like, I've got...
Well, we had doubts because he's got no one to throw to besides Cameron.
Oh, I just have doubts about him in general running around. Like, in college, he's going to get absolutely destroyed.
Unless he just runs away.
He could run away. But...
Don't touch me.
Yeah, I had doubts about his NFL potential to begin with.
His intercept ratio is going to be high.
Yeah.
It's going to be high.
But he's going to run for his life a lot. I think Brian Hoyer is getting comfortable now. I'm on the Hoyer bandwagon.
Yeah,
you can do it, Brian.
If he starts, I think it's probably better for Cleveland if he starts.
Wow, and you're a big Manziel fan.
I'm a big Manziel fan.
You've got a Manziel jersey.
I do. But I think
did it come
that...
with rolled up 20s?
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Are the Browns done now? Like, the season's done. Like, we already said they were done last week, but like they are, like, officially, they are done.
Done. Put the fork in them?
Put a fork in them. They are well done.
Well done.
Overcooked.
Yes.
Unless Hoyer comes in and steps up and, you know.
Hoyer's never lost a game as a Brown starting quarterback.
There you go. So Two games. Why are we ruling him off? Why
two games and then done his knee. Yeah.
Who have they got to throw to?
Miles Austin.
Andrew Hawkins. Half a game.
They got a guy out of Ball State. Great college name, by the way. Willie Snead. I really like him. He's a big guy.
From Ball State, Willie Snead.
Yeah. Such a Cleveland song. I think he could be a good guy, but I like Hawkins in the slot. Really good player, but now they've got no one else on the outside. Cameron's still there, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Double team Cameron.
Yeah.
Where you got to throw to?
Yeah, I don't know. And Ben Tate. He was great. I just have concerns injury-wise.
And now West is apparently picking up steam, yeah. So that's going to be interesting.
Very interesting.
If you're a Cleveland fan, would you be, you know, would you have preferred them to trade Josh Gordon?
I don't think there'll be any team that, yeah. Oh,
when they were receiving, yeah. You think, you know?
They apparently got a first round offer from San Francisco, and they didn't take it.
Imagine that, far out 40.
They would have had 3 first round picks. Whew. Yeah. Oh well, we'll move over. Suspensions now. Lavon Brazil got suspended for a year. Same thing as Gordon, marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his couple of warnings. Deion Jordan, 4 games for PEDs.
Mm-hmm.
And Lane Johnson, reportedly 4.
Yeah.
4 games. We're not sure yet.
I just wish they would just.
Yeah.
I don't know why it takes so long for this information to be just sorted out.
Yeah.
Carney was brought up. Someone got a season for marijuana, but 4 games for PEDs. That's.
Kind of see, that's the first warning.
I don't. Yeah, care. That's it's a direct performance enhancer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with PEDs, they have like a very wide scope. Like Robert Mathis got done for a fertility drug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so yeah, to help him and his wife have a child.
Shane Warne.
Yeah, cough medicine or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But Lavon Brazil had like Josh Gordon, he had a couple of warnings and that was it. So, what's the biggest impact out of those three?
I think Brazil, no, because I think, you know.
I don't think he was going to make the roster.
He wasn't going to make the roster, possibly.
He's a good player. He showed flashes of. I liked him, but Derek Rogers came on and I really like him and he was a big play guy.
Plus, I think Brazil was more of a deep threat, which is kind of replaceable.
Yeah. Plus, my boy Eric Thomas, undrafted free agent. Keep an eye out on him at the Colts camp.
And.
But I think Lane Johnson's the biggest one.
I think he's the biggest one, but I still don't think he's that big of an impact. I don't think any of them are that big. I mean, no. Lane Johnson, okay, he's the right tackle, but.
Depends what the suspension is going to be. If it's more than 4 games, I think it'll hurt, but of all your linemen, that's probably the one you can afford to lose.
I don't know how to say Barber or Barbre is going to come in.
Yep.
It's going to step in, either a guard or a right tackle. He can fill in adequately. Yep. But, you know, even though Lane Johnson, you know, started progressing, he's not great yet.
Yeah, I think he's a good player, but yeah, of all the linemen.
I still think he was the best tackle taken last year in the draft by a mile.
That's why I have concerns about Mr. Charles this year, Fantasy League. But anyway, we'll leave that. That's the NFL news done for the week. Now we've got the weird web story this week. And it's an interesting one. But first, let's play the little jingle.
You gotta get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're so weird.
Alright, Jay Williams. He was the ESPN analyst.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna fill us in, boys? He's a basketball background.
Sorry, what? Overrated history.
Jay Williams.
Williams, the guy out of.
I know, I tuned out for a second.
He had a motorcycle accident outside of playing and it cost him his career.
Yeah.
And then he was lucky enough to join some ESPN college analyst teams and managed to stick to those.
Yeah. Okay.
Rate him.
He's a bit in trouble. Well, not in trouble. He's just copping a lot of heat for a tweet. Last week, he said, "Spending the last 2 hours with at Justin Bieber was truly inspiring. He is changing lives. #" and not believe in uppercase letters, all caps. And there's a photo. They're on a private jet. Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
What?
He's changing lives because he's killing eardrums.
Yes. some funny articles, some funny tweets. This article by A. Isaac, I don't know his first name, but he was like, he's doing a live update about this story, and he said it's 9:18, Jay Williams has not been fired yet. It's 9:23, Jay Williams has yet to apologize. It's 9:25, somebody check on Jay Williams. I think he must have lost internet access or something. Update 4, it's 9:26, I'm really worried about Jay, you guys. 9:32, Jay's still silent. Maybe he was hacked. It's 9:38. Has ESPN tested Jay for drugs? So that was the weird web story this week. What do you say to that? And he's dating the former host of Sports Nation, who is a stunner. Teresa or Clarissa, I can't remember her name.
You have
but
to
she
be a
is a stunner.
To be a host of any
sports name. Michelle Beadle is the best, so I don't even care. She was in the B grade one. But still, like, she's a chick that gets paid to report on sports for a living. He's got private jets, everything, and then he does that. Should they sack him?
Does he have kids?
should they sack him?
I don't know if he has kids. Maybe he should adopt Beavis.
Should he be sacked for being associated with Justin Bieber?
No way.
Yes.
Floyd Mayweather can
oh my god, I know. What is up with
Justin
that?
Justin Bieber can't associate with Jay Williams. It's kind of.
I know, but.
It's fun, but.
It is, it's fun.
And no one's gonna look at him the same way ever again.
No,
but,
it's.
But honestly, does it really affect.
It doesn't affect him at all. It's just a bit of fun.
Those who haven't seen the tweet, Justin Bieber's doing like a West Side kind of.
Justin Bieber have a sleeve now?
He's got a sleeve.
Yeah, he has a lot of tattoos.
And like
ever since retiring from his, you know, such gruesome singing.
Oh wait, did he retire?
Yeah, didn't he?
Wow.
That was like my favorite.
You have
tweet.
To date with Justin Bieber.
yeah, that was the best tweet, and now this is the worst tweet. Oh, I forgot to write. This is the opening line from the article. On March 21st, 2006, Twitter was created. On July 7th, 2014, the worst tweet was ever sent. You had a good run, Twitter, but it's over. You and ESPN analyst Jay Williams has broken Twitter.
Destroyed Twitter.
Yeah. The worst crime is Bieber's got a white iPhone.
I reckon the worst 14 crime is that he's gone with Justin Bieber's hashtag in his tweet. That's
believe.
That's pretty bad, I'd say.
Yeah,
just on the note of Twitter,
yep.
The Germany-Brazil game broke the record for the most ever tweeted sporting event ever.
Yeah.
I thought that was a surprise in itself.
Did you see the tweet with the logo?
The
World Cup logo? How it is like a fan with her hand over her head? And like someone with dreadlocks or cornrows or whatever? It was brilliant. And the game wasn't even over and they'd already made the meme.
I mean, the game was over after 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're technically over. All right, we'll move on from our weird web story this week. It was utterly bizarre. Like most of us are lost for words on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's time for our real MVPs of the week. All right, Pat, start us off.
I've got Sergio Romero, the Argentinian goalkeeper. He managed to save 2 penalties on this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think they would have made it through without him and the poor penalty taking of Vlaar and Schneider, but that's another story entirely.
Yep. Yep.
I am very happy for Argentina to finally make it through. Maybe finally people can get off Leo Messi's back for underperforming for a national team.
So, thank you, Sergio Romero. Daniel?
I've got somebody that's close to my own name, Daniel Ricciardo. He is the Formula One driver, is Australian. He's coming third in the Formula One Championship at the moment. He came third in Silverstone on the weekend. And he only had one tyre change the whole race, which is ridiculous for a motorsporting event. 37 laps on the same tyres. And ended up with third position. I'm a huge motorsport fan as well, so for this was just amazing. His team was amazing. Daniel Ricciardo, you're the real MVP this week.
Isn't it like 2 hours and they've done like 3 laps?
Depends on where they do it. No.
Yeah. Josh.
I'm going with Miroslav Klose, the German striker international.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the kind of the spotlight's been stolen from him, from Thomas Müller, who's been, you know, scoring bundles of goals for Germany.
Yep.
But in the 7-1 romping of Brazil, he finally managed to score his first goal of the World Cup.
Yep.
And he broke the record. Brazilian Ronaldo's previous record of the most World Cup
goals ever. Against Brazil, in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's
salt in the wounds.
A lot of salt.
Yeah.
So Miroslav Klose, you're the real MVP.
My MVP this week is just girls in general. Axel, I'm gonna attempt this name. Despilajali from Belgium. She's a 17-year-old girl, and she was in the crowd at the soccer or the World Cup the other day, and managed to land a sponsorship deal with L'Oreal. So she's the real MVP this week. And I'm going to add in Hillary Knight, USA hockey player.
Ooh, yeah.
For her photo in ESPN's Body magazine, it was a stunner. So Hillary Knight.
You know what? I'm withdrawing mine. Marshawn Lynch in the ESPN Body issue.
I did see that.
That was pretty good.
You're the real MVP. You're the boss.
You're the boss. Hillary Knight, you're the real MVP. Yeah.
All right, well done.
Great. We're going to take a commercial break before we get back into our NFL main segment. Did you know that over $2 billion in collegiate athletic scholarships are available in the US every year? And now more than ever, Australian athletes have access to this golden opportunity thanks to AUS Recruit. Catering to 24 men's and women's collegiate sports and over 1,800 schools, American University Sport Recruit is quickly becoming the leader in helping promote and successfully obtain college athletic scholarships for Australia's young athletes.
So whether you've always dreamed of playing college sports while you study or are simply looking at different options open to you post-high school, contacting AUS Recruit is the best way to learn about what opportunities exist. Who knows, you could be the next young Australian sports star making an impact at top-level schools such as UCLA and Florida, or at junior colleges and intercollegiate schools across the nation. Either way, AUS Recruit can promote you to more schools than any other pathway. Not only that, but you'll also have the guided knowledge of experienced and educated advisors, all of whom have been through the US college system to assist you and your family to take all the stress away from what would normally be a time-consuming and expensive process if you tried to go down a different path to scholarship glory.
Follow AUS Scott L on Twitter, search AUS Recruit on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, or simply head to ausrecruit.com to learn more and inquire. With over 600 athletes helped so far, the choice is easy. Only AUS Recruit has the knowledge and ability to make your US dreams happen. All right, welcome back. Our main segment this week is NFL players that are treading water this season. So players that, if they don't have a good year, could retire or be forced to retire or get cut. Let's go. We'll start with you, Josh.
Start with me?
Yep.
Okay, even though he's had, you know, kind of a career behind Adrian Peterson, and now he's got finally got a starting role at the Jags, I think Toby Gerhart.
Toby Gerhart. Yep.
I don't think that's right.
I think that's right. It's G-E-R.
It's not Gear.
Yeah, Gear. It's John
Gerhart. Anyway, Gerhart. He has to make an impression. If not, I think he's going to have a tough time finding another job.
Yeah.
Why you smile at me?
Because I like that. I didn't have him, but yeah. I didn't think that. That way, I thought more people who've already had their chance and they got to go. But I like that.
All right.
Well, mine's Trent Richardson.
All right.
If he does not perform this year, he is done.
Yep.
Done,
dusted.
But my worry is, even if he has a bad year, Colts will be like, "Oh, it was his first year under the full system. Try again," and I'll just be devastated if they do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning. If he has, you know, if he gets eliminated before, or in the AFC game or less, I think he has to consider retirement.
I don't think that is a remote possibility.
I think, look at the team he has.
Yeah, they had a good team last year, but they got hit by a lot of injuries, like Von Miller and Carter. They lost a lot of Harris.
But that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Now look at this defense. He can't complain. Yeah. He's lost Eric Decker, but then... You know, Emmanuel Sanders is good. They also...
Cody Latimer.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
But still, like, receivers aren't everything. If you can be... Like, they lost the Super Bowl because his offensive line could not protect anything. He got destroyed. If you can be protected for 10 seconds, he could throw it to me or you.
Yeah, but you.
I'm a wide end.
Tight
out. Yeah. Mine is another running back, Darren McFadden.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do we need to say more?
Oh, not really.
If he can survive more than 4 games this season, A, I'll be surprised, and B, he might have a good year. But it won't happen.
No.
He's done. It's made of glass.
Watch Nixon pick him now and make a run with him.
Yeah, in fantasy. Yeah. He picked Ryan Matthews last year, who we all avoided like the plague.
Everyone went, not touching him.
Got him in like a 10th. Yeah.
Speaking of glass,
yep.
Michael Vick.
Yep, Michael, he was on my list.
Michael Vick. If he gets... Okay, depending on whether he starts or not.
Yeah.
Even he could probably get hurt in training.
Yeah.
If he gets hurt, I don't know if a team's going to want to touch him because he's still going to demand money. He's getting paid $5 million this year to not necessarily start. So that's another...
For me, even if he doesn't get injured, if his play isn't remotely good, I think he's done.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah, I think he's sort of heading toward a Vince Young style close to his career.
Yeah.
Yeah, not as bad as that, but still is.
I still didn't think Vince Young was all that, like, horrible towards... Yeah. He wasn't amazing, but he's still better than half the quarterbacks in the league.
Why are we going quarterbacks? Sam Bradford. I like Sam Bradford. It's tough. I like Sam Bradford. I think he's been dealt unfairly, this year, I think, is his best chance. Tavon Austin's had a year now. Like, their receiving core is pretty good, and their offensive line, they've built it up well.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is his best chance. If he does not have a good year, I think they will trade him or cut him.
Yeah. I think he would... I still think he'll find a team easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still just think, you know, he'll just pop up as a starting quarterback for another team.
Yeah, I don't know, even if he'll be a starter, he'd be probably a really good high-quality backup.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who else? I'm trying to, you know, because I was thinking, now we're thinking different things, so...
I spoke to Scott earlier, who was on our draft preview episode, and I asked him for a couple, and he jokingly said Andrew Luck. He's like, hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. Like, this is it. If he doesn't win one this year, he's done.
That's pretty true.
So,
yeah, I agree. You should go.
Between the both of you, it's just all white guys.
Fitzpatrick?
Yeah?
Fitzpatrick comes... All these aging quarterbacks that are kind of, you know, journeyman quarterbacks. What about...
McCown,
that's exactly.
I'm high on him this year. I think he's going to have a good year.
At the Bucs, I just think he's going to tear it up.
Yeah,
so do
I don't know. Like,
poor man's Bears. Like,
yeah, that's it. I watched his some of his games on Game Rewind, and I was impressed.
Did you? I didn't think you were that high on him last year.
I wasn't, and I went back and watched, because, again, I mentioned this before, but Chris Wessling mentioned it when they do their Making the Leap series on NFL Around the League.
Yeah.
And
what number is that up to? Is that?
I think they're nearing number one. Ellington was three today.
Mm-hmm.
And McCown was on there, and Wessling was really impressed. I was like, I've got to go back and watch it. And for someone that's in his 30s, I was like, damn.
Just needed that.
Yeah, he needed that good coach, Tressman.
Yeah.
Good. And I think under Lovie Smith now. Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah, similar. I think it'll be all right. I've got another running back. It seems to be a lot of offensive players.
I still think it's good. Running back is, you know, it comes to that time. You get a shot. If you don't take it, you go on.
Law firm. He's done. Yeah. Jeremy Hill. There now. If he doesn't have a good year, I think he's done.
I didn't even think law firm had a... By the way, he's... I thought even last year he was done.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Giovanni Bernard's kind of taken over.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Any more?
Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Another running back.
Yeah, it's running backs.
Ever since, you know, his 2,000 yard season.
Yeah.
Down. He said that he's going to eclipse 1,500 this year. Okay. You've said that for a while.
Setting smaller goals.
I'm going to score one touchdown this year.
Yeah. Done it.
Done it. Sign me up. Long term.
We mentioned him before, Miles Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is it for him now. This is his last chance. Like, he was so good, Dallas, a couple of years ago. And then...
He even made a spectacular catch early on last year.
Yeah.
And he was actually in my fantasy team that week.
I
was pretty
happy.
Right.
I remember you.
Then I traded him.
Yes. Yeah.
But,
who did you trade him to?
I don't know. Yeah. I know I traded him.
Yeah.
As a bundle.
Probably,
anyway.
Probably Robin.
Robin.
But he's the number one guy now in Cleveland. This is his chance. And if he doesn't, I think he's done.
Yeah.
He is done.
He's just too injury prone.
Yeah.
That's, he's still got skill. When he's on the field, he can, you know, play, but...
Yep. Yep.
Jermichael Finley seems to think that he's going to get back at the Packers, right?
I feel for this guy.
So do I. He's, you know, he's gone to a couple of teams and tried out, and he's not as bad as...
He's a great player.
As people are making it out. I don't know
but
why...
But the neck injuries are really worrying.
Oh, I know, but then again, you know...
And it's not like a quarterback where you sort of just get sacked. You're getting hammered in the air.
Yeah. I don't know. Toss of a coin. If he makes the Packers lineup, then it's his last chance. If he doesn't, he might have to.
I think they're high on their draft pick, Ricard Rogers.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that he's tearing it up in camp.
And they have Colt Lyola, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Colt Lyola. So I think I nailed that then.
No, I don't think you did.
Okay. It's you never know. We need a names guy in here, like a linguistics expert. Have you guys got any NFL?
Actually.
No?
Arian Foster. Right? This is not, you know, cut out of a league. The guy's got too much talent. But Houston has to start looking at, you know, they're kind of in a rebuilding stage now.
Especially offensive-wise.
Definitely offensive-wise. They, you know, they couldn't pass up the opportunity to take Clowney.
Yeah. One,
who blames them?
No.
But, if Arian Foster gets hurt again, they have to kind of look at maybe making a possible trade or something like that. And then they can build through.
That's going to get ugly. If they lose Foster, they've got nothing on offense.
Nothing at all.
I think that's all. I've got one more. Ossie Umanura. Yeah, from Falcons. What a fourth
round
grade.
I thought he played well last year.
Yeah, but
Falcons didn't play well. So.
No, yeah. So I think, and he's getting on. I think he needs to have a good year.
Yeah.
Or he might sort of find himself on the free agency.
I think it's all the players that have had a significant injury and didn't play that great. They need a healthy off-season and stuff. If they don't come out and play well again, they're under the microscope straight away.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Especially, like, it's tough with Macklin. Like, Macklin's under the microscope as well, because he's kind of the number one receiver in Philly. Yeah. If he doesn't, you know, if he gets hurt or doesn't play well, I think they let him go.
Is he only on a one-year deal?
He's on a one-year deal.
Yeah, see, that's...
That's tough.
Perfect, yeah. He's a make-or-break candidate.
Actually, Hakeem Nix.
Yeah,
exactly
another one.
The same thing.
See, I don't mind if he fails, because Moncrief has been really, really good camp, so... Yeah,
Who were we talking about before? Wide receiver.
Levon Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't
matter. It's not an impact at all.
No.
Yeah. All right, before we close out, we're just going to quickly ask Pat and Dan. I think you've signed it now. The NFL in Australia petition.
Yeah.
You signed it.
Third time.
You plan on it? There you go, Scott, the guy behind it all. Got one more signature. So please sign the petition. He's working hard. He had a little run-in with the president of Gridiron Victoria last week.
Yeah.
And... the president of Gridiron Victoria kind of like had sand in his vagina. He was being a total D-bag about it and was just like saying, oh, the NFL and Gridiron Victoria are unrelated. Your efforts are futile. And Scott stuck it to him and fought hard. So like he's really passionate about it. And so are we. Like it would just be amazing. Imagine rocking up to the MCG and watching an NFL game.
Yeah, okay then. So then the Victorian Gridiron president, don't turn up to the game.
Yeah.
If they've got nothing to do with each other, don't you dare tell.
It's very political. I think he wants to be behind bringing it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're
I don't know. I don't want to start a war with him, but he seemed very sour, and I don't think it was nice. So NFL in Australia, sign the petition, change.org, just search NFL Melbourne, or follow him on Twitter, and he posts a link a lot. Look, Drew Brees even retweeted him.
Yep.
Sharif Floyd, he was talking to a couple of ESPN guys the other week. He's been on NBC Radio. So please sign it, and... do it.
Cool.
We're going to close out the show now, but we're going to mention our fantasy football leagues. We've been promoting it the last couple of weeks.
Sorry, just before that, in one of the breaks, I checked and there was an update that Ben Davies, that we were just mentioning before, is now in talks with Swansea City to sign. So there you go.
We're going to re-sign. There you go, live, as it happens here on Root and Wire. So we're going to do some football leagues. There's another... Australian sort of NFL podcast. They're on Twitter at Aussie Guys NFL, and they do mostly fantasy.
Yep.
They've approached us. They want to do a cross promotional league. So, a couple of our best players against them. I think they're experts. So we'll wait and see how they go. So check them out for some football advice.
By the way,
advice.
White just did. Quotes.
I don't know. We'll wait and see. Are they experts? If they win the league, I'll call them experts.
Hey, we call ourselves experts.
We're pretty good fantasy players. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
All right. But we've already got all these people signed up at the moment. Here's just a few. Justin Twell. Follow him on Twitter at Justin1278. Chris at sport. He's at sport_Meester. We got David. He's at Reese 666. Then we got Mitch. He's at Mitch Ryan 666. Well, plenty of Satanists.
Satanic a scary.
Yeah, a couple of 666s. I've got King J. He's at King J at Oz. And then we got no name, but he's at SportsFan1. And Mark at M underscore Snowy. So, look, they're guys in the league, so check them out, follow them. If you want to join the league, let us know on Twitter or Facebook, and we'll give you details about the league and the codes and the passwords next week. And, look, you'll be playing against me or Woot or collectively together.
No.
Come on, man.
I want to beat you.
All right, we'll both be in it.
Oh, we'll have three teams.
We'll have three leagues, one where we compete.
I'm already in three leagues. It's only the start of July. And I'm going to be in
three. You're only in three leagues? Come on, man.
Three fantasy leagues. Yeah. One reality sports.
Oh, that is looking crazy.
General manager fantasy. Oh.
It's like a fantasy draft. You have a salary cap. And then you have like a free agency draft.
A rookie draft.
Oh, it's...
Took 4 days off from work. And it only takes 2.5 hours.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, so let us know at the... And please, some people, tweet us your fantasy football names for this season. We want to see what the best names are this year. Puns are encouraged.
Puns are highly encouraged. If you have a pun, you're already one up on everyone else.
We only want puns, really.
In some of my... Look, in that reality sports I'm taking Bortles, and my team name's going to be Bortles Combat.
Live sound effects from Josh. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah,
that's horrible. Yeah, I don't know.
So you really bottled it.
Oh, Pat, that's gone.
That's gone. Our rugby. Yeah. Oh, actually, rugby league. I mean, Blues got annihilated last night. Well, not all annihilated, but until the last 15
minutes.
Seriously,
it's a dead rubber, right? If you're down by 20 or 10 or 6, where's the effort? Like, I would not care.
The third game's pointless.
Why play it? Why even play it?
I would hate to be in a Queensland fan with tickets.
Why play?
You see how much they're celebrating their shallow win, though?
What about Darius Boyd today? Did you see that?
Given the, just like, walking straight past
And he kept saying, I just want to celebrate my Origin win. Can't I celebrate an Origin win? Can't I celebrate an Origin win? Oh, mate, did you win or something? Did you win a dead rubber? Let us know more. Yeah. Paul Gallen, MVP. Laurie Daly, MVP. Jared Hayne, MVP.
They're all MVPs.
Go the Blues. That's as much rugby league as you're going to get out of us.
Yep, we don't like it.
Unless another player...
He's on their own.
Bubbles. Bubbles themselves.
Bubbles to the surface.
By the way, did you see... There's a meme out at the moment with all the statues of the legends, and then they have the legend of Todd Carney. It's a fountain with a little kid peeing his own mouth or whatever.
Yeah, or just peeing into a bucket or something. Peeing upwards. Yeah.
Great.
Any final words before we finally knock this on the head?
I've got two shout-outs. Firstly, we spoke about Cameron Nixon last week and his money ball.
Yeah.
Now, there's a little bit of uproar on Twitter about it because we didn't actually mention that his money ball strategy...
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there. He does not have the right to say that on this show.
His money ball strategy beat Josh White twice in the same season. So
yes.
It was 2-0. 2-0 against Josh White.
But
so Nixon, I did that for you.
But who made it to the final? And who knocked him out?
Okay.
In the playoffs.
This guy. Right.
Did you win?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Tony Gonzalez again. Every
and
week.
Vernon Davis scoring a big zero. Cameron Nixon, love you, but his strategy. We all laughed at him. We gave him 1,001 odds. Pretty much making the playoffs. We didn't think he had a chance.
He made it.
He drafted two quarterbacks in the first three rounds. We thought, you are mental. He thought he'd picked up the best player ever in Gronkowski, even though he is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he got... I trade-raped him. I gave him Ahmad Bradshaw for Tom Brady, and then 7 hours later, Ahmad Bradshaw ruled out for season.
Yeah.
And he still
made it. He picked up Pierre Thomas, Sproles, and Ryan Matthews as his main running backs. Made the playoffs and did quite well.
Look, let's not feed this guy's ego. Or maybe we should. And he'll just walk in so confident again that it's going to backfire on him.
I can't wait to see the Moneyball strategy of 2014.
I don't know if he'll go that again.
Oh, his Moneyball technique might be just a draft normally. So whatever he does.
But any strategy he does, he's Moneyball. He's just obsessed with Moneyball.
That's what we said last week.
Yes. Can I just say, though, I got my vengeance on Nixon.
You did.
I did clean sweep him in NBA fantasy.
Yep.
But he had
which he self proclaims that he's an expert of.
He chose Tony Parker
to be an expert
in NFL.
He chose Tony Parker first round. So
yeah, well that's really? Not his fault.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That's your money ball.
It's a dude unlimited minutes.
No, it was Tim Duncan. It wasn't Tony.
No, it was Tony Parker first round.
Really?
Pick 9.
Well, there you go. Like the money ball, you win some, you lose some. He got lucky in NFL. And
that's
then like he crashed back to
NBA
reality
that.
In NBA.
That's Moneyball NBA style.
He crashed
ridiculous.
Back to it. And look, I dominated him in the draft. Second shout out.
Second shout out is to an avid listener of 16 episodes, or 17 now.
All 16?
All 16, I believe he has.
Wow.
Happy birthday to Tim Haynes.
True believer.
It's
hashtag believe.
He's a real MVP.
Tim Haynes, you're the real MVP this week.
Happy birthday, bud. Pat, any last words from your debut?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Yep.
You stop fiddling now? So sorry for the background noise. Pat ate a whole tin of Pringles, was fiddling around.
He made origami.
Yeah.
He's done it.
Rolled up a $20 bill.
And
Josh Gordon came in. They smoked something.
He's
overbaked.
Hated on the Cavs.
Yep. Destroyed our Cavs listener. That was 98%
of our... I hate Cleveland full stop. That goes for the Browns as well.
If we make enough money from this somehow in the future, my number one thing is to send Pat to Cleveland.
Please no.
Just send him on holiday. Nowhere else. No stopovers, just Cleveland.
Nobody ever sponsors this show, please.
That might be reverse psychology. I like it. anything else?
Final word
yep.
from me to my beautiful mother. It's her birthday today. She's turning 30.
God bless you.
God bless you. 30 years of age. She's
Dude,
beautiful.
30? You're being really harsh. She's turning 27. She's looking great.
Beautiful Sharon.
Love you, Shaz.
Happy Shaz, Shagger, Shaz. Whatever you want to call her.
Shagger.
Please say.
Don't Shagger. Mum, I know you listen sometimes. Don't listen to this one. Happy
I thought
birthday,
Gumby
Mom.
Was going to be in the title, but I think Don't Shagger might be the leading contender now.
No, I think it should be fantasy tight
wide end.
Tight receivers.
Or something about Cleveland, maybe.
So anyway, happy birthday, yep. Mum. You're the real MVP.
You're the real MVP. My last shout out is to social media. Follow us on Twitter, at WootenY, also at JoshY.
At Josh Woot.
At PatM91.
At Denio90.
And please like us on Facebook. We've got stacks of likes last week. Indian market. Love it.
We appealed to the Indian market. They responded.
They
in hundreds.
It was, I think we're up to over nearly 500. I think it's over 500 now.
Let's check.
And thank you to our listeners, because our last episode is nearly reaching 400 downloads, so I really appreciate that, and please subscribe, and if you're listening, please comment and give us a rating, because on iTunes the higher rating we get, the more audience we get and the better quality our show will be,
and because it'll drive our ambition. Yeah. We'll buy a better microphone,
and it's like when you like post for charity on Facebook, those likes get sent to them and it helps them.
547 likes on
Facebook. We made it.
Started at the bottom now we're here.
We're still sitting on milk crates at the moment doing this show, so we're still slumming it a little bit.
We're going to invest in a chair.
Once we get the Chinese market, that's where we're going to explode. All right, anyway, please follow us and... What did I do there?
The Chinese market to explode.
I said explode.
That's exactly right.
I didn't say exploit.
I thought you said explode.
Oh, no, explode. So
yeah, that's just as bad. They want to explode the Chinese market.
Catch us later.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Ice up, son. Ice up.